notice is hereby given that an annual general meeting of Central Highlands Council is scheduled to be held in Bothwell Town Hall on the 12th of December, commencing at 8:45. It is a bit later than that. I certify under section 65 of Local Government Act 1993 that the matters to be discussed under this agenda has been, when necessary, subject of advice from a suitably qualified person, and that such advice has been taken into account in providing advice to the Council, dated on the 7th day of December by Kim Fossack, General Manager. I open the meeting. As we know, the audio recording, as per Regulation 33 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, the Mayor advises the meeting and members of the public that Council meetings, not including closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on Council's website in accordance with Council's Policy 2750. The Mayor also advises that members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of the Council meetings prior to approval, or prior without approval being granted. Acknowledgement of country. I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, the Tasmanian Aboriginal people. Present is Deputy Mayor Allwright, Councillor Archer, Councillor Honour, Councillor Bailey, Councillor Hall, General Manager Kim Hossack, Janet taking minutes, and over the back we have
Steve Loring
in the gallery. Sorry, Steve, I have run away there. So, public attendees is Steve. There's an apology from Councillor Cassidy, who is sick, Yvonne Miller, who is also sick, and David Meacham also. Leave of absence, none. Pecuniary interest declarations in accordance with Regulation 87 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulations 2015. The chairperson requests councillors to indicate whether they are close to those who have or are likely to have a pecuniary interest, any pecuniary or detriment or conflict of interest in an item on the agenda. All clear there. Perceived interest declarations, conflict of interest that are not pecuniary. A councillor who has an actual potential or perceived conflict of interest in a matter before the council must declare the conflict of interest and the nature of the interest before discussion on the matter begins. B. Act in good faith and exercise reasonable judgment to determine whether a reasonable person would consider that the conflict of interest requires the councillor to remove himself or herself physically from any council discussion and remain out of the room until the matter is decided by the council. Confirmation of the draft minutes of the annual general meeting, 13th of December 2022, could I have a move, please, Councillor Honour, and a second to Councillor Hall? Those for that? Yes, carried. Annual report, Central Highlands Council annual report for 2022-23 was advertised in the Mercury newspaper on the 21st November 2023 and is now presented to Council and electors. It has been prepared in accordance with Section 72 of the Local Government Act 1993, which includes financial statements and board opinion. Recommendation with the annual report duly served. Councillor Honour, Councillor Hall. Any discussion there?
Yeah, that's a question. I wasn't here for most of this year. I'd like to commend the way the report's been prepared, particularly on page 46, where there's been the expenditure function breakdown. I think that's a very good format way of looking at it. But there is quite a large grouping of which is unclassified. Can you clarify, Kim, is that sort of mentioned as a breakdown? In other words, it's obviously a summary that we've got on that table. Is that broken down, the unclassified, within the report, or it's just a large grouping of matters that aren't tabled?
Through the Mayor? No, it's just variety of items.
So there are no big standouts in that?
No, but in the full financial statements, you will see under expenditure and all that, all the particular breakdown of the sections it has. For example, it talks about depreciation, bits and pieces, likes of that, because depreciation is across the board. There's other
depreciation fall in the unclassified section?
It shouldn't have, but it's mainly across. It's just the way we capture the data. We're trying to capture it in each of the areas of those sections there. It lines up with the KPIs that we have to provide the state government every year. It can be drilled down further. You can see it in the financial statements,
I think it's a great summary. It's a really good way of expressing the information. But I thought, well, gosh, that's a big area there. Perhaps I'm missing something. What I really like about our ongoing finances, and we have a discussion each time, is the way they present it. But I think, as we all know, there are timing issues on a monthly and daily basis.
Exactly.
And they obviously comprise a lot of our ongoing monthly discussions. I think it would be really good if there's divergences on those monthly reports, which I don't want to give detail now, but I think it's the divergences that aren't going to be a timing issue or something like that that we need to have a discussion on, just so we can focus on those issues rather than the overall report.
Yes.
But first of all, thanks very much. I commend you for that. You've pretty much answered my question. I can go through and find those unclassified areas within the report. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks. Very good. Thank you, Roger. Without any further comment? No? It was moved, the recommendation was moved by Councillor Honour, second by Councillor Hall. Those for the recommendation? Is there anyone against that recommendation? That is carried. Submissions received on annual report. No submissions were received. Other business? Any other business considered appropriate for the annual general meeting?
No, but you do have a member of the public present.
So,
would they like to say anything?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. So, does the member of the public wish to say anything about the annual general report?
No, it's very comprehensive.
Thank you very much. Alrighty, well, after that, I will thank everyone for their attendance and I'll declare the meeting closed at what time will we say, Janet?
We'll say 9:04.
9:04, thank you.